Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Thanks for taking time out for a chat. Things have changed since I spoke to anyone from Hermitage Green. The last time it was 2017, I was working in Tipperary. There was no such thing as a coronavirus pandemic, and look at us now.
I know, hasn't it? Has times changed massively? Yeah, but we're back to this again.
How's your life in general?
Thank you. My life is great, to be honest. I am very happy. I've got two young children at home that are keeping me very busy, and plenty of time to be playing my instruments and practicing and getting to grips with new instruments and so on. So I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Excellent. Before we get on to the music, I have to mention this because obviously coronavirus is on everybody's lips at the moment. Mm-hmm. It touched you directly and your mammy.
It did, yeah. Miss Mad, yeah. We were in Dubai actually, on our way to Australia in March when everything kind of broke, and we were very close to heading to Australia, and in the end we didn't, thankfully, because we would have been stranded there. So we turned back, and when I got back to Ireland, my mammy got the virus. She was in hospital with it. She fell actually, and she hurt her back, and with that fall she ended up going into hospital. So yeah, it was very worrying, especially at the time when all the footage was coming in from Italy with, yeah, and she has chronic asthma as well, so she was a prime candidate for it to hit her severely. But thankfully she was grand, and her worst symptom was her back, and she got through with a week in hospital, and then she was discharged. So
worrying, but one of the lucky ones, as you say.
Absolutely.
And then you picked it up.
I did, yeah. So I'm only kind of 2 weeks back into the public domain. I was in isolation for 2 weeks previous, and I had it. My symptoms, I think, were worse than my mother's. I wasn't hospitalised or anything like that, but my COVID symptoms, I suppose, were worse in that. Yeah, I was absolutely floored with it.
What sort of symptoms did you have, if you don't mind me asking?
Fatigue, I don't know what chronic fatigue, how do you define that? But basically, I couldn't get out of bed, I couldn't walk around my house. And I wouldn't call it flu-like aches and pains. It was way worse than that, like 5 or 6 times worse. But it was, I suppose you just call it pain within your bones. Yeah, just absolutely floored. I couldn't get out of bed for about 7 or 8 days. And then slowly it got back. I got better again. Like, my symptoms were gone in terms of, you know, that kind of head cold and the pain, but the fatigue, it's still there, to be honest. I'm not back to my normal levels of energy. I went for a surf there yesterday, and I was paddling out to the waves, and I got knocked back a few times. And as I was trying to get out to that wave, those waves, I was, like, getting tireder and tireder, and I was like, I'm not ready for this. So I just had to come in. I knew I just didn't have the energy levels first, so it was a bit of a wake-up call to me that I was definitely not ready for normal activity yet.
It certainly is a sneaky virus, isn't it?
Yeah, what's baffling is how it affects everyone so differently. Like, I've had people I know that have had it, and they didn't even realise they had it. They just had to get tested for some reason or other, and they found out that I had it. I was absolutely, you know, floored with it, and then my mother had it, and she was pretty much grand in terms of COVID symptoms when she had it, and she's the one with the COPD. So, and then obviously there's people that are in intensive care, and there's people dying from it. So it's so weird the way it affects people so differently. People my age would probably think, oh, I might take my chance with it, and it'll be grand, and symptoms, I might feel a cold, or I might lose my sense of taste or smell for a week. But I would definitely be advocating to try and avoid this as much as possible, given the 2 weeks I just went through anyway.
I think it's a very important message that we need to keep hammering out there. None of us need this or want it.
Yeah, no, disease, absolutely not.
Can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 36.
Okay. Younger than me, and I consider myself young. Let's talk music. Hermitage Green, well, you were about to celebrate 10 years together when COVID arrived. Sorry to mention it again.
Yeah, we were really, really looking forward to that. Quite an achievement. We were very proud of it. To be gone 10 years, and each year on year, it's growing and bigger shows and bigger tours and so on. And yeah, we were excited to play the Docklands in Limerick, which would have been 4,000 people, and it would have been a week where we would release our latest album, and it was going to be an exciting year. But yeah, it kind of all got put on hold, but we've been releasing different singles in the last while, and our latest one, West Broadway Girl.
And tell me about this single. I'm looking at a quote here from your bandmate Barry Murphy, and I have to say, I've been in the Curragara many times in Limerick. Barry still owns that, I presume, with his brother, does he?
It's his brother's, yeah.
And I miss the chicken wings and the pints of sparkling water so much. But his quote says, the new single is about deciding what way you want to live your life. Everything from what street to go down, what clothes to wear and who to love. We're all completely different and we're all a complete mystery. Be a cool cat. I love that.
Yeah, it's lovely actually. I remember reading that when he was asked to kind of, you know, write a little bit of the description about it. And I remember reading and thinking that's a really good way of describing what that song is. It was Barry who wrote the song, well, the lyrics, I suppose, and it was a bit of a group effort in arranging it and getting the melodies, and it kind of started from a bit of a jam session between four of us where we just kind of messing about, and a bit of a synth line came in, and all of a sudden we had the three or four different sections or parts, and then he wrote the lyrics to match that. And I think, so at the time, he wanted to write something that was very personal to him, where going back a few years previous, his now wife, then girlfriend, was moved to New York. Yeah, he basically got a flight over and asked her to come home. And while over there, you know, he was reflecting back on that time loosely around that. And then also, there's quite a few random lyrics in this, which I suppose is in relation to just the randomness of how people are, and people are all very different, and you know, it's supporting that and celebrating their uniqueness and their difference.
Having listened to it a few times, there's a sense of ploughing your own furrow when the world seems against you, which takes on a whole new meaning for 2020, doesn't it?
Oh God, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of people now that are trying to figure out and decide what are they going to do now for the next while, and what direction things might go for them. If you have something that you want or you want to try and achieve or go after, then, you know, yeah, it's about going after that.
Well, let's cross everything that normality eventually resumes. Dara Graham from Hermitage Green. Love to all the family in Cork.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on, Dave.